The workshops pre-Christmas, they were for the existing hurling clubs, and we have been working on that angle where the clubs with their games, leagues, championships and the coaching and the schools that are serving those areas as well, you know, hopefully they're all being taken care of now. This one on Wednesday night, it's geared for all the clubs who do not take part in hurling, which is, you know, we've got 48 clubs and we're going to hopefully get them all represented. And we're going to try a wee bit of coaching, and we're going to try and get a few games organised between February and July. The plans are big, but to say Wednesday, we'll know more how it's going to go by the return, by the turnout, sorry, of the...
You're the first hurling officer in Tyrone. How are you finding the first couple of weeks of your role? Has the response been good?
The response has been good, surely. You know, there's a lot of people who have an interest in hurling, but they just, you know, there's no way to express it here because there's no club for them. But we hope to get over that by getting a few clubs to go together and produce a hurling team, you know.
So the idea being then that the clubs that currently haven't got teams will be asked to maybe amalgamate together with another area to try and pull together a team from that sort of part of the county.
Yes, and we'll just see then what would come out of that. You know, possibly there might be a hurling club would emerge at some stage, but this will not be at any sort of formal level for a while. It'll be more, I suppose you could say, more for the crack than anything else, but with the serious side to it that we hope to produce some extra clubs.
In terms of the clubs that are existing, the workshops were productive?
The workshops were very productive. You were there, Paddy, and there was a great turnout. In fairness, to the existing clubs, they really came out to those two workshops, and they not only did they come out, but they made great contribution in their discussions.
The people had plenty of views and some honest opinions about hurling in the county. Bad points to the good points, everything taken on board.
Oh yes, that's the good thing about it. They had their say, you know, and they were there because they were interested, and that's why we've got to respond to what they said. But the other good point too, Paddy, would be they'll talk about the county team being the workshop, the window and the whole thing, you know, and the senior hurlers now are coming out in great numbers. Now, we're not be doing any boasting before anything, but the new management team seem to be very pleased with the response they're getting, and that'll help hurling.